Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog. Actually, this is Archie, and this is Archie's Archives. First signed up to do a show on WXPI, they interviewed me and asked me to describe what sort of show it was going to be. So I said it's going to be all classical music with lots of peripheral information so that people wanting to get a handle on the music could do that. I was asked whether there would be world music, and I said, well, maybe a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But it was soon clear that a lot of the so-called core group, which is a sort of an informal committee that meets every week and sort of steers the way the WXPI programming goes, a lot of people were really interested in world music. So this week I'm going to do my bit for world music. I'm going to play a lot of classics as well, because I don't want to use up my entire collection of folk music and, you know, international music. Again, this week we have a different fugue for our theme music, but we'll go back to the old tune next week. Now, you know, Mozart's mother tongue was German. That's what the people of Austria spoke. So, though Mozart wrote his best-known work, which is the opera The Marriage of Figaro, to be sung in Italian, now, it was a play by a Frenchman of a story set in Spain, written by an Austrian, to be sung in Italian. How about that? Anyway, German speakers swear that the translation of the libretto into German is funnier and better than the original Italian libretto. So here's the opening scene with Susanna and Figaro, where Figaro is measuring the size of the new bedroom that they have been given for a new bed for after they are married. Their new bedroom is conveniently near the suite of the Count and the Countess. Figaro is being sung by a well-known German bass, Walter Berry.
Thank you.
Cuts, Susanna explains to Figaro just why being so close to the bedroom of the Count is a problem. He could send you on an errand, she said, in the middle of the night, and then the Count might get a headache or something and might need a massage, you know. So the whole opera is about this problem, that the Count has got his eye on Susanna. Susanna.
Sag, was hast du da zum Essen, mein lieber Figaro?
Ich untersuche, ob das Bett, das der Graf uns geschenkt hat, sich an dieser Stelle gut ausnehmen wird.
In diesem Zimmer?
Gewiss, der gnädige Herr räumt es uns großmütig ein.
Ich bedanke mich dafür.
Aus welchem Grunde?
Meinen Grund habe ich hier.
Warum lässt du ihn denn aus deinem Köpfchen nicht heraus?
Weil ich nicht will. Wer hat denn hier zu gehorchen?
Doch ich verstehe nicht, warum das schönste Zimmer im ganzen Schlosse dir so missfällt.
Weil ich Susanna bin und du ein Dummkopf.
Danke, du kleine Schmeichlerin. Doch bedenke nur ein wenig, wo wir besser wohnen könnten. Sollte einzeln sie Gräfin zur Nachtzeit geschellen, zur Nachtzeit geschellen. Kling, 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 nur zwei Sprünge und du bist bei ihr. Und will der Herr Graf mir Geschäfte bestellen, Geschäfte bestellen. Husch, 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 in drei Sprüngen erreich ich die Tür.
Das Glöckchen ertönen, das Glöckchen, das Glöckchen ertönen. Kling, 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 schickt der Graf dich drei Meilen weit fort. Kling, kling, husch, 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 schickt der Teufel ihn schnell an die Tür, zu mir in drei Sprüngen.
Susanne, halt ein, Susanne, halt ein, Susanne, halt ein. Halt ein, halt ein, halt ein, halt ein.
Hör weiter,
vollende.
Willst mir du noch hören? Willst mir du noch hören? So lass mich von dieser Verachtung.
Mehr Leben zernagt.
Verbotene die Sorge, verbotene die Zweifel.
Mein Herz wird von Sorgen und Zweifel zernagt. Mein Herz wird von
Sorgen und Zweifel zernagt.
Mein Herz wird von Sorgen und Zweifel zernagt.
I don't know about the whoosh whoosh thing, but there are two bells that they're supposed to ring. Ting ting is for the Susanna, and dong dong is, as the Italian version says, is for Figaro. So this whoosh whoosh must be the German version of the dong dong. To start our world music features, I'm going to play a hymn to Lord Ganapati. Ganapati is the Hindu god represented by a being with an elephant's trunk that you might have seen. And this god is a child of god Shiva and a secondary deity in the Hindu pantheon. The song was composed by Muthuswami Dikshitar, who holds a place similar to Mozart or Bach among Carnatic composers, so he is greatly venerated. The vocalist is Miss Subbalakshmi. Her full name is M.S. Subbalakshmi, one of the greatest female South Indian classical vocalists, who was invited to sing at the United Nations and was introduced by U Thant. The words of the song are in Sanskrit, and I can only recognize the words Varanasya, which is Benares, and Swayamvaram, which means debut or introduction, and of course Ganapati, to whom the hymn is addressed. The raga is Hamsadhvani, which consists of just 5 notes, 1, 2, 3, 5 and 7. The pentatonic scale has the same number of notes but different notes. So as you can hear, the tune that I'm playing for you sounds like an ongoing fanfare, and this raga is used for grand music on formal occasions.
Yeah.
Okay, here is a Scottish song, Over the Sea to Sky, played by the Chieftains and James Galway. James Galway is the flutist who used to play 25 years ago for the Berlin Philharmonic. He used to play flute, and then he started playing more popular music, and unfortunately he's not heard very much these days. But he's playing here with the Chieftains, who play a lot of Celtic music, both Scottish and Irish. And they all have these elaborate introductions, which is kind of a world music or new ageization of folk music, which is entirely unnecessary. So I'm going to cut that out. And here is Over the Sea to Sky.
Thank you.
In the time of Mozart, the major foreign country that they had a lot of information about was Turkey. Turkish musicians performed in restaurants and various, you know, other places in all the capitals of Europe. The Germans had the merest idea of what the music was all about, but Mozart loved it. And this movement from his violin concerto number 5 is nicknamed the Turkish because of some passages that have a little what they would have considered Turkish influence. Of course, if anyone from Turkey is listening, you will say that the music is as closely related to the music of Turkey as American Chinese food is related to the cuisine of mainland China. So here it is, Mozart's violin concerto number 5, the last movement.
Thank you. Thank you.